Down our way, some old-fashioned singing and a little pleasant visiting with some folks we think you'll enjoy. Eli Jenkins is leader of the singing group Down Our Way, and singing practice is held in his parlor. That is, it's usually held at Eli's. Tonight there's going to be a change in routine if Ben Potts has anything to say about it. Ben, you know, sings bass with the group. There's always been a keen bit of rivalry between him and Eli. Ben's been wanting to get the group over to his place for a long while. It looks as though maybe it'll work out tonight. At least he's on the phone with Eli now, putting the proposition up to him.
And so, Eli, I'd like to have all the group gather here at my place tonight for practice.
Huh? At your place? Now, why in tarnation should we go getting everybody all confused by changing our meeting place? We've been gathering here for 14 years.
That's just it. You've had them all this time. And now you're arguing because I want them over to my place for one evening.
But, Ben, we got to have an organ for our practicing, and how can we gather at your place without nothing to accompany our singing?
Can't you leave things to me? I got a surprise for all of you.
Oh, I ain't stubborn.
Then if you ain't stubborn, I'll expect you all over at 7 o'clock. Bye now.
Hey, wait. Wait. Dagnabbit. I don't know. I don't have any rights left. You'd think the leader of the singing group would have something to say about where practice is held.
That you muttering to yourself, Eli?
Yeah, come on down, Jenny. I just got a phone call from Ben.
What'd he say?
Oh, he wants to have singing practice at his place tonight.
What's wrong with that?
Now, there's a loyal wife for you. Now, what's wrong with it? Why, ain't I the leader of the singing group? So doesn't it naturally follow that singing practice should be at my place?
Eli, you're a dear husband, and you're a fine businessman down here in your grocery store. But you're also stubborn. If Ben wants practice at his place, that's where we'll go.
I asked him what we'd use for accompaniment, and he just answered that he had a surprise for us, and I suppose he's going to use that old harmonica of his.
Well, I'll hurry upstairs and get in touch with everybody and tell him to go to Ben's place then.
But Jenny, doggone the way I get railroaded.
Just take it easy, Eli. Get ready to close up the store. It's almost time, you know. Operator, I want 245. Uh-huh. Yes, I'm calling Patience Peabody, and I just hope Mrs. Carson stays off the line this time. I'd enjoy a mite of privacy. Hello? Hello, Patience. Yes, this is Jenny. I just wanted to tell you a piece of news. Ben Potts wants us to hold singing practice at his place tonight. Uh-huh. And he says he's got a surprise for us for accompanying the singing. Yeah. Do you suppose it might be a piano that he's got to accompany us on?
Maybe so, Jenny. Might just be a piano. Well, thanks for calling. I'll see you at 7. And, Jenny, don't bother to call the rest of the folks. I'll pass the word around that we're meeting there. Well, if that ain't something, singing practice at Ben's. Maybe if I stand out in the backyard and holler real loud, Cliff will be able to hear me over at his gas station. Guess maybe if I get over here near the fence. Cliff! Yoo-hoo, Cliff!
Yes, Patience?
Come here a minute.
Okay.
I got some news for you, Cliff.
What is it, Patience?
I just got a call from Jenny saying that we're meeting at Ben's tonight for singing practice.
Oh?
Yeah, and he's going to surprise us with some kind of a musical accompaniment. Now, don't go telling anybody, but I suspect that maybe he's going to have one of them string quartets there as a surprise.
Really? Say, that would be great. Uh-oh. Customer at my gas station.
Can you pass the word along?
Sure. In fact, I believe that's Marion Hawking now. She usually stops in on our way home from school.
Well, see you soon then, Cliff.
You bet. I'm coming. Just hold on. Oh, it is you, Marion. Here, you made me run all the way over here.
Sure. Exercise is good for you. Makes your cheeks rosy.
You talk to me the same as you do your fifth grade students, teacher.
Well, not quite. And my students never hold my hand what's more.
By the way, Patience was just telling me that a singing group is gathering at Ben's tonight.
Really? But he has no piano or anything for singing.
Well, don't worry about that. Well, I think Patience said he's arranged to have a full orchestra on hand just to accompany us.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, I'd better run along home and have dinner. It's getting late.
I'll pick you up on my way over there.
Fine. I'll be ready.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Didn't see you at first.
I just heard the news, Ben, that we're coming over to your place for singing practice tonight.
You sure are, and by golly, I got a big surprise for everybody.
Oh, I know, Ben.
Huh?
Why, Cliff told me that you're having a full symphony orchestra to accompany us.
What? Gee, Hossabit. Oh, you can't win.
Folks are talking and phones are buzzing. Everybody's speculating about what kind of a musical instrument Ben Potts has to accompany the singing group. The guessing started with a harmonica and ended with a symphony orchestra.
Come on, Ben, tell us. What is this surprise?
Oh, patience, you've gone and spoiled it already. What with everybody a-guessing something different?
Hey, shucks, Ben, we didn't mean nothing, just wondering.
Why, of course. Cliff and I were curious, too.
All right. I may as well let you in on it.
Oh, goody!
Now? Right here. I have this cover spread over it. There.
Why, that's a reed organ.
Yeah, just like the one we've been using for 14 years.
I thought you had a surprise.
This ain't nothing different.
Is this all there is?
No, I thought it'd be a big surprise to everybody that I had a reed organ. Up to this time, Eli's the only one in town who's ever had a reed organ, and he's always felt so gosh darned important. And now I've got one. And I feel kind of important.
Of course you do, Ben. I think it's grand that you have it. Come on, everybody, and let's initiate this new organ.
Sure.
It's beautiful looking.
You want me to play it, Ben?
You bet, Jenny. You just set yourself down.
What should we sing, Eli?
Oh, are you asking me? I'm just the leader of this here singing group, you know.
Oh, Eli, you're acting like a little boy. Folks, we'll do the song we're going to sing at Emmy Stokes' birthday party.
All right, sound the chord. All right, everybody on together.
Till I... sounded all right, I guess.
Well, that sounded grand. I might even say about as good as I've ever heard you. And I sort of suspect it's all Count of Ann's new organ.
Yes, it surely is a good one.
Makes singing even more fun, having a nice new instrument like this for accompaniment.
Well, thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
It didn't sound so all-fired good to me.
Eli, don't be jealous.
Jealous? Who's jealous? I just get tired of such a fuss being kicked up over a little old organ.
It ain't little, and it sure ain't old. Beans, I just got it through the mail order catalog.
Oh, why in tarnation did you have to go and buy it? Ain't it enough that I have a reed organ for singing?
Eli, it's Ben's money. And if he wants to buy an organ, you sure ain't got no right to stop him.
But I think he better start saving for that rainy day. Ben's getting pretty darned old, you know.
What was that I just heard? A feeble old critter like you calling me old?
Oh, so I'm feeble. I'll make you eat them words, Ben Potts. Looky here, how agile I am.
Careful, Eli.
Why, I can jump around like this and... I ain't a bit winded. And look at the way I can bend over and touch the floor.
Eli.
Oh, my stars, he fell clean over.
Oh, quick, help me get him up.
Here, I'll do it.
Oh, my back.
What's the matter, old timer?
Make him shut up. I'm an injured man, and he ain't got no right to talk that way.
Oh, there. Everything's going to be all right. Just relax in this chair.
Maybe you better get him to bed.
Oh, I don't need no bed. I don't need nothing except being let alone.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, shucks, Eli. I didn't mean to cause all this. I thought you'd all be mighty happy with my surprise.
We are, Ben. Eli just has to take on about things. Well, I think it's just great.
Oh, where do you hurt, Eli?
I think it's my head. No, maybe it's my back.
It's his ego, wherever he keeps that.
I got a bottle of medicine here that ought to fix that up fine.
I don't want no none of your medicine.
Oh, but this is different.
It don't matter what it is. I don't want it.
But it'll help you, Eli.
I tell you, I won't take it.
Oh, just a small... More bitters. Just smell it, Eli.
I wouldn't take any of that if I... Say, maybe it was too hasty. This might be just what I need.
I thought you'd change your mind. Here, I'll pour a little out for you.
Thanks. Yeah, that wasn't bad a bit, but... don't you think as sick as I am, I might need a bigger dose?
What's going on here? That medicine is becoming awful attractive.
Well, it ought to be. It's bonded special. I mean, it's a special prescription.
Uh-huh, I see.
I'm feeling better already. Another couple of doses of that, and I'm going to be pretty good, I guess.
Eli.
Yes, Ma?
Now where are Cliff and Marion? Those two have that earnest habit of wandering off.
Oh, they just went up front to look at my store. You know, it's mighty handy living right here behind it.
And just what is their sudden interest in feeding grain?
Can't you leave the kids alone, Patience?
Well, I'm just thinking of all the practicing that needs to be done.
Well, I guess you're right at that. Jenny, call them in and see if they'll run through that pretty duet of theirs.
Yes, Eli.
Cliff. Marion.
Now, do you suppose them two are falling in love?
Oh, Patience, can't you leave nothing sacred or private? Does everything have to be dragged out and talked about?
Well, I was just interested.
Is this the duet you mean, Mr. Jenkins?
Let me see. Yeah, that's it.
All right, Mrs. Jenkins, we're ready.
Tell me, why is there a doubt within thy heart? My own, tell me why.
I but fear the time will come when we must part. Alas, I should die.
Evermore, by day, by night, I'll dream of thee, my darling, my heart. Thine alone.
Thine alone. In thine arms, envelop me, my beloved. could not atone. Beloved, I swear that I will be true. And
yes, Monday night, wasn't it?
Oh, would you look at this? Looky at what's over here on Ben's desk.
Oh, patience.
It's literature from the Lonesome Bachelor Society.
Well, what do you think of that?
Isn't that a personal matter, Patience?
Well, I look at it this way. Ben, being the postmaster down our way, he knows everything about all of us, but nobody ever gets to see his mail, unless they snoop a mite.
That's a woman's reasoning for you.
And here Ben's been telling us for all these years that he likes being a bachelor.
I do.
Well, then why did you write to the Lonesome Bachelor's Society?
Well, that way I can sure to have contact with a woman. But I don't need to have her around.
Oh.
And that's what I like.
And is there anything so awful about having a woman around?
Well, that depends on the woman.
Are you insulting me?
I ain't insulting nobody. Gee, Hossabat.
It's the same as an insult when you have to go writing to strange women.
I ain't writing to any woman yet. I just got the literature.
I think it's a good idea. Why, you can find someone with similar interests and get a lot of pleasure out of exchanging letters.
Why, of course.
Well, now, you and Cliff have an interest in music. I could correspond with someone else who's interested in astrology. But Ben here, what does he know but his feed store and his ailments?
Well, I guess there ain't many women running feed stores, but by golly, there's enough of them with ailments. I won't have to look for it.
That's going to make interesting letters, all right. Dear Ben, I had a shooting pain last night and thought of you.
Oh.
It appears to me Ben ain't the only one that's suffering. Ain't you feeling any better yet, Eli?
Yeah, but I think I need another dose of that medicine.
Well, you ain't going to get it, so you might just as well forget it.
But it's medicine, Jenny.
Well, who do you think you're fooling?
Oh, me, I guess. I don't seem to be getting fur with nobody else.
I'm ready to do some more singing with Ben's nice new organ.
No, I'm feeling worse.
Well, why did you have to mention the organ again, Cliff? Now the patient has had a relapse.
But I don't understand. Why does it make Mr. Jenkins feel so bad for Ben to have an organ?
Oh.
You sure don't know much about men, Marion, if you can't figure that one out. Come on, Cliff, let's practice your solo.
Ben wants to write to somebody. Don't know why he can't write to me. I like to get letters.
No, Patience, can't you forget it?
Take now this rose, this little tender rose, the rarest flower in all God's garden fair, and let it be while yet its crimson glows, an emblem of the love I proudly, proudly flame before thy shrine, my own. Take thou my heart, for all your dear eyes tell. God fashioned it for you.
You know, I think that's one of the prettiest old songs I ever heard. I remember when my ma and pa used to sing and all the relatives would crowd into our parlor to listen to them. Why, you know, it was just born in me to be leader of the singing group, and now, now I guess I won't even be that much longer.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Well, who else would be leader?
Well, when certain parties go buying organs, there ain't much to think except that they want to be the leader of the group.
Why,
well,
if
that ain't
Folks, let me talk for a minute, since it ain't much to require a mind reader to guess who Eli's talking about. Sit down now. I got a lot to say. Eli Jenkins, you and me have been friends for an awful long time. We've had our differences, and we've had our good times together. And we sure can't let nothing come between that there friendship.
No, well, Ben...
Now, just a minute. Just a minute. I ain't through. You're leader of the singing group, Eli. That's the way it's been, and that's the way everybody wants it. So long as you continue to do the job good, and... But when you start getting jealous of that privilege and being afraid that somebody's going to take it away from you... You can't do so good a job.
That sure makes sense.
Before anybody got here tonight, I sat here looking at this new organ, feeling kind of proud. And then it occurred to me that you, Eli, and you, Jenny, need a new organ a lot worse than I do. You have the gang up to your place rehearsing all the time.
Oh, Ben.
So I had it all planned out how I was going to give you folks this new organ, and I'd take the old one that you have. Because all I want it for anyway is just to fiddle on once in a while when I'm passing the time.
Ben, that's the sweetest thing I ever hear.
Ada!
Ben, I just don't know what to say. Could we practice our hymn for a minute? And maybe by that time I'll be able to answer you. This one here, Jenny. Take the next verse.
Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting near the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing.
All right, everybody now.
Jesus, Jesus,
I can say is just two little words. Thank you. I feel mighty bad for the way I've been acting, but I'll do my level best to make it all up. As for taking your nice new organ, I wouldn't dream of it. You'll get a lot of pleasure out of having it, and the mere fact that you offered it to me for all of us to practice with is enough to give us pleasure. Ain't that right, folks?
Sure is.
So, thank you, Ben, for having such a big heart.
And thank you for getting me back on the right track again. It takes a real friend to do that.
Drop in to hear some more old-fashioned singing again next time the folks down our way gather. They have some mighty good times. They'd like you to be there and share them. So let's sort of plan it, can we, when you'll be dropping in at the Jenkins Parlor for singing practice. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.